Hey everybody, this is Wade with Wade for Wireless, and today some very sad news. On Monday, today's Tuesday, April 28th, so I guess it was on April 27th, the painting industry lost a painter of a water tank. A guy fell about 100 feet. I have a link in my blog, wadeforwireless.com, and I thought everyone should know. As far as I know, that's the first fall-related death at elevated height of the year. So 2015, very sad. We want to say our prayers for his family. He will be counted as a painter, obviously, but we're very sad, and we should recognize this. Anytime we have a loss at elevated heights, we should honor him. So I'm very sorry to see him go. The information's in there. I'm not going to talk much about it. I'm just going to move on. The other thing is OSHA stand down week, May 4th to May 15th. So if you can, let me know what your company's going to do for stand down week. Now, when they say stand down week, it isn't necessarily meaning you're going to stop working for a week, okay? What it means is that week you're going to do something towards safety, something extra, like in your tailgate meetings, your daily meetings. Maybe you'll take that week to practice, or you'll take a day to practice out of the week. Maybe just every time you'll review your hazards twice and maybe come up with a new way to look for new hazards. So try to be creative, get on their website, and do what you can. I'll put the website in my blog for the OSHA stand down, but it's a good idea. So other big news. FirstNet releases its RFP, finally. It has a draft RFP out, but you know what? There's no money involved. They're only getting ideas on how to release the real RFP and how to sustain a $7 billion system. Now, I know $7 billion sounds like a lot of money, but these guys committed to cover 95% of the continental U.S. Well, you guys, and all its territories, all the states, 95% of all the states and all its territories, and wow. $7 billion sounds like a lot. I got to tell you, it's just not. You know, I know you got carriers like T-Mobile and Sprint that probably could do it with $15 billion and probably not do that great of a job. But like the Verizons and the AT&T Wirelesses of the world, they probably spend about $25 to $30 billion. They spend a lot of money to cover the U.S., and they do a pretty good job. So for FirstNet to do what it wants to do, it's very ambitious. But if you guys want to see the RFP, if you're interested, it's a lot of files. I have the links up there. You can go and find it. Okay, wadeforwireless.com. Hey, I'd like to thank Tower Safety for being my sponsor. Again, thank you, Tower Safety. For all your safety needs, where the best get better, they're based in Arizona, but they'll come to you. They do tower training, safety and rescue. They do OSHA 10 training. They do first aid, CPR training, anything you need for those particular subjects. So I like Tower Safety. Very good people, very hardworking. And if you're going to have tower and safety training done, go there. They have a new tower there at the facility, and they're doing all that they can to make the best better. That's their job. They're going to make the best better. So if you think you're the best, you can get better. One thing about this job, people, is you always get better. If you're not getting better, you're falling behind. It's the way it is. If you just have a job and you're just in it for the time, get in and get out, because this job's soon going to be done by all professionals. I know I talk about Nate's training program. That's going to make sure that we're all professionals, and there's going to be some new associations out there that's going to make sure we're all professionals. And I'm going to start a new safety audit initiative with the carriers to make sure that professionals are in the industry. I think it's the best way to do this. So I think the industry is going to change next year. I think it's going to take us a year to get things rolling, and things are going to change. Hey, the other thing I put in here in my blog is some OSHA news. Did you know in 2013, 4,585 workers died on the job due to unsafe working conditions? Now that's everybody. That number, believe it or not, is lower than 1970. As crazy as that is. But that was a lot of workers that died on the job due to unsafe work conditions. You know, I know we in the tower industry think we have it worse than everybody else, but the reality is we do have it worse than everybody else. Let's face it. We work at risk all the time. These other people that do it, usually there's some good reason why they all passed away, and usually the company that neglected them is held liable. It seems like in the tower industry, the company isn't always held liable. It seems like everything is pointed towards the worker. Anyway, sorry, I know I'm griping, but it's just something that bothers me. So I'm going to make it quick this week. One more thing. Do you log your high time and your driving time? Do you log your jobs, your work, your tasks, your locations? Listen, I built a template. It's $2. It's $1.99 for God's sake. If you want to build your own. I don't have a problem with it. But you should log your time, and I'll tell you why. I have a lot of guys say, well, if the boss doesn't ask for it, I'm not doing it. You know why? Because you're lazy. If the boss doesn't ask for it, why is that? If you're climbing 6 days a week and you're exhausted and something happens, you're going to say, well, I was climbing 6 days a week. Well, prove it. Listen, if you keep this log for you and your workmates, you have a log of your crew, you can log your hours on it, your time on it, and you can also log your high time, your driving time, you can break it down. And then you're going to have a record. That's what we have to do, people. Keep records. Don't just keep them on your laptop. You know, you can have a hot drive, a Google Drive, whatever, you know, a thumb drive. Just keep it on a thumb drive. But my point is, make sure you have something to log your time. And last but not least, I also have a scope of work tutorial out there, which I have training for the scope of work. Because a lot of you guys, whether you know it or not, in the new NATE NWSA training, they're going to require that you understand the scope. And especially if you're leading the job, if you're the foreman or the leader, you have to understand the scope of work for the job. So I have links in there for my scope of work training. It's very important that you understand how that works. Very important, because you're going to be required to do it someday, to actually come up and explain what you're supposed to do, the process, the procedure, and if something goes wrong, guess who's got to do it? Guess who's got to explain it? That's right. You do. All right. I made it short and sweet this week because I know everybody's busy and I have a lot of other stuff in there. Support the Hubble Foundation. Please support the Hubble Foundation. It's very important that we keep them going. I'm going to get some money together here this week and support and make a donation. All right, everybody. Be smart, be safe, and pay attention. And remember, build a plan, make a plan, follow a plan, but don't be afraid to adapt, improvise, and overcome. See ya.